Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli, along with my co-host, the Grand Poobah of Love, Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
As you heard the announcer say, I'm the forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing how it is that you could know where turns are going to be. So I spend most of my time looking at charts and teaching people how to read them and know where the opportunities are and then how to take advantage of them. So this is primarily a financial show. That's why we call it Investing in You. But we also want to talk about other things, health, fitness, mental health. In fact, Chris's degree is in psychology. He's a trained psychologist. And it's one of the reasons we had Dr. Charles Benbrook on a couple weeks ago to speak to us about genetically engineered foods. Later in the show today, in the second and third segment, we're going to have on Michelle Fields. She's the owner of Bonjour Matchmaking Service. And since Chris and I are two bachelors and desperately alone.
Speak for yourself.
So anyway, seemed like a nice opportunity. And I know a lot of people are out there looking to meet the right person. In fact, Denver has the nickname, those of you who are married might not know this, but Denver's nickname is Menver. So it seems like the ratios are actually pretty good, but a lot of the women are out hiding at home or something, raising kids. And, so when we men go out, we often don't see too many single ladies out there. So, and besides, we'd be bored if we only talked about money. So we wanted to mix things up a little bit. Those of you who have been listening for a while know that we talk about the patterns that predict turns. Literally, I was out last night teaching it to some new clients. And I use these patterns to predict the market crash of September 11th. I always like to be careful. I didn't predict planes flying into buildings. In fact, that I think would be impossible. But something shows up to make the charts do what it's supposed to do at the right time. That's kind of amazing, but it's true. So I trained some new students last night, as I said. And, for instance, these same patterns that predict September 11th predicted a decade in advance where Japan would be. I did that in my newspaper column. And then the turn in 2001 that I predicted, the way it would do a fall, rally, fall, that event was actually predicted, the way it fell was predicted in 1987. So these things are maybe counterintuitive if you've been taught the wrong things all these times, but some of the basic principles are taught in economics classes. For instance, economists are taught something called a Kondratieff wave, and those are 17 to 19-year patterns. They're economic cycles that consistently happen throughout economies that they ebb and flow in these predictable ways. Well, if a whole economy is able to do that, and I use that in part with predicting where Japan would be a decade in advance. In our shows, we've taught you the how corrections work. They work in threes. So off of the top of the chart, you can go back and look at the Nikkei, which is the equivalent of the Dow in Japan. In December of 89, it started falling. It was close to 40,000, and it did a fall, and then it rallied some, and then it fell again. And together, we've talked about how these are fractals, how these are just smaller versions within the bigger version. So that made a fall, and then it rallied, and then it did another fall. And that lasted about 9 years. So there's a lot of movement in there, but still, when it rallied again, then you knew it had another whole cycle to go through. So literally in, I think it was July of 01, I printed that column saying where things would be in July of 2011. So, these things are possible. And I understand people's skepticism, but at some point, when you hear enough people come on the radio here who are actual clients of mine. You know, you've heard from Chris. Chris has, you know, doubled his account. You've heard from Ralph. He's one of my clients. He was our first guest, I believe. You know, he made over 300% doing what I told him. You heard from Trent. He's made over 100% in a year. You know, I've used these things. You heard a caller, Jason. What did he pick? Sony. He perfectly picked out the turn-in Sony. We heard from Derek. Made $100,000 in a single month, again, using these. He paid for my class in 4 days based on a prediction in gold. And so there's six people right there, and what are we in? Week eight or something. So anyways, you've been hearing from a lot of people who use this and know that it works. So anyway, we've also talked about Fibonacci ratios. Chris, do you remember what week that was? Was it week three?
I think it was week three, yeah.
So week three, I think it was. If you want to go back to the archive, it's market, number 4, caster.com. And I'm pretty sure it's the audio tab. Under radio show, those are the show sponsors. But under the audio tab is where I have the archive of the show. So you can go back to, you know, and hear the back episodes. But we talked about Fibonacci's. Fibonacci is a universal ratio that just shows up throughout nature. And so if there's a universal ratio, why wouldn't there be a universal pattern? It only makes sense. And think about it. Insurance companies do it. If there's, you know, they predict the future, maybe, you know, within, say, 3%, you know, they're doing it. If there's 20,000 people down at the Pepsi Center, they can tell you how many people will get pregnant that year. That's their job. They have to know those numbers. And, you know, they'll tell you how many people are going to buy a car, how many are going to go on a cruise, and literally how many people, not which ones, but how many people will have a house fire. So it comes down to the law of averages. And just so you know, all of us listening might make individual, independent decisions. But on the other hand, as a group, we make pretty what would be the right term? You know, we're pretty predictable. So think about just getting pregnant, for example. Is there anything more independent and individual than that? But still, people, you know, can predict how many people will get pregnant in the course of a year, and even how many of those babies will make it to full term. And then we had, so again, that seems mysterious to people, and it is to me too. I'm often surprised when these patterns end and then it turns right on cue. Literally from the daily chart to the hourly chart, and yesterday I was watching, you know, the 1 second chart, and it was happening. So we had Jim Bieber in here, and I'm almost certain that was the fourth show. I thought it was a fascinating conversation. Probably one of my favorites so far, but he's a professor of astronomy, and we were talking about quantum physics. And one of the things that came out was that we live in 12 dimensions. So our senses are aware of height, depth, width, and time. We're aware of four dimensions, but we live in 12. So it's not something that most people stop and think about, but literally our senses are aware of one-third of what's going on around us. So something is happening in those other dimensions that apparently is causing, you know, these turns in the market that we're looking for to happen. So there's a great opportunity. If we've kind of gotten your attention here, you'd like to see how these patterns work. You'd like to see, you know, what it is with fractals that's so important. I'm actually going to teach three of the most important principles. When I say fundamentals, the fundamentals of what I do. People who use the word fundamentals in investing are doing something different. This is called technical analysis. So I'm going to be teaching three of the most important rules around technical analysis in a seminar on Saturday the 18th. And I have information up on my website under the seminars tab, so you can go see the details. But it's going to be Saturday morning. It's 9 a.m. We'll open the doors at 8:45. We'll start promptly at 9. And we'll just go 90 minutes. So, you know, you'll have the rest of the day. The fee is only $25 in order to come and you know, hear this. And I'm going to include a free copy of my book. But you'll have a chance to hear some of the, you know, be able to look at this for yourself and say, is this something that I could do? Can I find these patterns? Does Eric make a good case that they are everywhere? And so certainly for $25, in fact, that's the donation that I require to get a copy of the book. So, you know, it's a pretty good opportunity there. And I've had people give some pretty good feedback on that. Some people have said it's the most important financial book out there. So anyway, go to market4caster.com and stick around. We're going to hear from Michelle Fields, the matchmaker at Bonjour Matchmaking Service. Stay with us.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $5,892 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
Hi everyone, we're back and you're listening to Investing in You. I'm your show host, Eric Jamelli. Christopher Smith is here.
Hello.
And we have on the phone Michelle Fields, the owner of Bonjour Matchmaking Service in Denver. Say hi, Michelle.
Hi.
There you go. Thank you. Well, Michelle, we're kind of numbers geeks here. Chris and I were talking over breakfast on why we're single, and we think probably it's because we're too bright. That's the way we amuse ourselves. It's our defense mechanism. But here's the math. There's 2 million people in Denver,
okay. And
half of them are the wrong sex for us. So
right. That
brings us down to 1 million. And then of that, you know, we kind of like both of us. Well, Chris is a very sharp guy, you know. He's probably genius level, and so maybe Mensa would be slumming for him, but you know that's the top 98%. So
maybe he's intimidating.
I don't know. Nah, he doesn't read that way.
Okay.
But anyway, bottom line, so that takes out literally 99% of the people in Denver.
And you have your situation.
What's mine?
Church.
Oh, exactly. So, yeah, and I was just going to say, you sort for age, faith, fitness, sense of humor, attraction. And then so you find somebody who's a good catch for you, and then you're still stuck with the question of whether they're good for you. You know, they are into your deal. So, I don't know. We came down. Chris, what did we come up with this morning? There's probably 80 people in Denver that would be a good fit for you.
I think that works, yeah.
I think maybe four.
Well, you know what? First of all, you're numbers guy. Second of all, you're guy. So you're looking at a numbers game, which I don't play. You're only going to need one person. You could look at like 70 of the wrong people, and 71's the right one.
Well, that's a good point. You know, what's the odds of something happening that's happened? 100%. It's a philosophical question, but it's 100% is the answer. So, right, you only need one. So as long as the number is one or higher, then
you can't have more than one.
Well, you can.
In Utah.
You can find them.
In Utah,
I deal in
right.
quality, not quantity.
There you
Very
go. That's even
put.
Better. Somebody asked me if I would date an atheist, and I thought about it a little bit, and I decided against it because they might not believe I exist.
Well, do you know who asked you that question?
I do know. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
So, we were looking at profiles. You became a client of mine recently so that you could talk with knowledge about my service.
Exactly.
First-hand knowledge.
You showed me some very attractive ladies who are atheists, but like I said, they might not believe I exist. So I'm not sure Buddhists would work either, but it's better since, you know, balding round guy they're into. So that might be a better fit for me.
Well, actually, I didn't show you files of atheists because they were atheists, and you attend church several times a week, and do you teach Bible study?
Not at the moment, but I do, yes, at times.
Okay, well, that kind of information you might want to tell me on the phone prior to the appointment, because that changes the whole picture of who you're going to look at. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are going to drop off, because most people, actually, that come into my service are spiritual.
So would you have not taken me if I told you that?
No, I would have been very honest with you and said that's going to lower the number of people that you have to look at. And it may take longer, but
oh,
that's
sure.
why I have an open-ended contract, because fate and timing have everything to do with this.
Well, it's one of the things I like about your service, that it's not for a specific time, like 6 months or a year. You know, hopefully things could happen in that time frame, but if they don't, like you said, it happens when it happens. So, you know, the right girl comes in and says, hey, this is the type of person I'm looking for, and maybe I'm the only one that fits that. So, you know, that's kind of nice. So men everywhere are wondering, what are you women thinking? That's a little open-ended. I don't know. Do you have an answer to that, or should I go on?
Well, I can tell you a couple things that turn women off.
Oh, sure.
When a guy sits and talks about himself and doesn't ask you any questions, or just sort of gives you one-word answers when you ask him something, that's a turn-off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to be collaborative. It's supposed to be an interaction. You're supposed to talk about each other and ask each other questions. I'm talking about when you meet for your first introduction.
No, I agree. You know, some people are not very good on the first one. They're too nervous, you know, and so anyway, you know, you get people who don't give you a good read the first time around.
But men judge in how many seconds is it? You guys are numbers guys.
About two.
Two. Okay, women give it slightly more than that, and they're looking at more than just the outside. Women read with all of their senses. So even if you're not drop-dead gorgeous, if you are intelligent and articulate, that's going to turn her on. If you're funny, that's going to turn her on. Funny's really good. You can get her laughing so that she has to, like, go to the bathroom. When she's, like, laughing that hard, you've made it. Regardless of what you look like, regardless of the religion, regardless of how brilliant you are, all that sort of goes out the window because it's a day-to-day thing. You're not going to show your brilliance 24/7.
Well, I don't know. You know, that drives a sense of humor. You know, people who aren't sharp make bad puns. Clever people make double entendre. I think that's the difference, right? Isn't that part
right.
of the definition?
But you're not going to spout statistics in all 24 hours a day.
No, I know. You kind of fall for the person you fall for, but
yeah, it's very chemistry. I mean, there's just no way to predict it. You try to line everything up on both sides that fit, and I have pictures, as you saw, several pictures, headshots and full-length shots, and they're current. They're not like the internet. And they are the person, not like the internet.
I do appreciate that about your service, that the person that shows up on the first date is the person in the picture. I went on one through, you know, one of those online services, and clearly the picture was 10 years old. And I think the person's justification was, well, you know, once they meet me, they're going to fall for me. But
that doesn't work.
You know, it's like, well, the other side of that is our first.
You lied.
Yeah, the first interaction is you were dishonest with me.
Right.
So one of my dad's rules, this is what he told me when I was growing up, is you can't marry the person you never date. So his point was, don't date someone who you don't believe is a good fit. What kind of rules do you have for dating?
Well, first of all, I'm the only one in the service. Some of the other local services have like a conglomerate of matchmakers. So none of them know all the clients. They've only interviewed who each one has interviewed. I know all the clients because it's just me. I own and operate the service. So I've interviewed every single client. So when a client comes in like yourself, we go through that 45-minute, 7-page questionnaire. And at the end of that, I'm able to select the files that you look at based on your criteria and the criteria that I know of my other clients, of my female clients. And I select who you look at based on both sides, because it is matchmaking. It's not just somebody. You can't just go through my files and pick who you think's pretty, because that's not going to be a match. I mean, you might have ended up picking the atheists because you thought they were pretty.
Right.
You didn't read the profile.
Well, of course. And I know a lot of guys do that. I do go
a
through
lot.
People's
Almost
profiles.
All want to
and
do that.
Exactly. So I've used online services, you know, and it's, you know, I'm looking at 1,000 profiles to find somebody that looks interesting and articulate and things like that. So,
yeah, it's like a second job.
Yeah, it's so much time. It's ridiculous. What are your experiences, Chris?
I can't say that I do that for you, per se. We do that collaboratively. I decide who you look at, but you decide who you meet, because their picture is going to resonate with you, something they say in their questionnaire is going to resonate with you, and vice versa.
Well, what kind of odds, you know, you were telling me how many people connect after, you know, in what, how many meetings does it take? How many people do you have to go through before your average client finds a fit?
Well, my point is I don't want you to go through a bunch of people and then be disillusioned. And I mean, it's kind of like job interviewing. It wears you out. So then you're too tired to meet the right one when they come along. You're taking a break. So I try not to do that. All the clients who have gotten married, which is 624 single clients in 24 years, since 1989, married either the first or second person they met.
That's amazing.
And the reason is because it's collaborative, and I don't just throw you together with anybody to meet a contract. A lot of services sell a certain number of dates. So all they really have to do is throw you together, and they've met the contract.
Right.
This is actually matchmaking.
Well, you're going to stick around with us for another segment, I believe. But real quick, why don't you give your phone number so people know how to find you?
Okay, it's 303-756-8106.
Okay. Folks, you're on with Investing in You. This is Michelle Fields, owner of Bonjour Matchmaking Service. We'll be right back. Stick around.
So find me a match of my own.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much threw their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.CoachWayneAnderson.com to learn more.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Investing in You. I'm Eric Jamelli, and the Grand Poobah of Love, Christopher Smith, is here with us. And we also have Michelle Fields, who actually is a local matchmaker. She's professional at putting people together. And Michelle's been in the field for 24 years. Isn't that right, Michelle?
That's correct. 1989.
And the name of your business is?
Bonjour Matchmaking Service.
I imagine people might want to find you. We gave your number out in the last segment, but why don't you go ahead and do it again?
It's 303-756-8106. Again, that's 303-756-8106.
Somewhere in radio land, they said you always give the number twice, so good job.
Thank you.
Do you have a website?
I do.
What is that?
B-O-N, B as in boy, J-O-U-R-M-S. .wordpress, which is one word, wordpress.com.
All righty. So let's get back to figuring out what is going on. So, you know, I've always said if people, especially in Denver, but I think in general, if somebody could find a way to get the singles together and find the right person, they could make a fortune. So that's literally what you're doing. What,
yeah.
You know, with all your experience, what are women surprised to learn what they're doing to run men off? They're trying to attract them, but instead they're running them off. What are women surprised that they're doing and didn't know was a problem?
Boy, I just thought of three things and they just went right out of my head. First of all, if a woman has a menagerie of pets. Now, I am a real animal lover, but not all men are, and a lot of men have allergies to pets, particularly cats. So if somebody has like three cats and two dogs,
Yeah, I'm in that category. I'm in that category.
Even if you're single and you don't have any, obviously you're single, but if you don't have any children,
obviously.
A man looks at that like, how are we ever going to go away when there are three cats and two dogs? Who's going to take care of the babies?
Right.
How are we ever going to get out of town? So women are a little bit surprised to hear that, but they're not going to get rid of their animals for some guy either, which I pretty much agree with. But you don't want to have a menagerie. It's just going to make it a lot harder if you have a whole lot of pets.
Sure.
The other thing is, if you don't give a guy, and you guys can tell me, if you don't give a guy the signal that you're interested in the first meeting, he may never call you back. Because men are kind of insecure. They don't like to hear no. They don't like to be embarrassed. And if they don't pick up that you want them to call again and you're interested, they may not. And while you're sitting around next to the phone wondering why isn't this guy calling, it's because he didn't get the feedback. He didn't get the right feedback.
How do you feel about that, Chris? Are people, do you see that?
I think that's possible.
He's our resident psychologist, so I like to get him in.
It's not something I'm assuming. It's what my male clients have actually said. When I've said, well, if you were interested, why didn't you call her? And they've said to me, because I don't think she was interested.
Well, and you're hearing from the ladies who are, isn't that what you're trying to say, is they were interested, but since the guy had no idea?
Yeah, and so this is what I do as a matchmaker. When there's a disconnect like that, I let him know that, yes, she was interested, and, yes, call her. Call her right away. I just had a client that did that. He had a great time, and I said, well, what did you say at the end? And he said, it was nice meeting you. We'll talk sometime, or I'll call you sometime, or something like that. Well, generally, women pick that up as he's not interested. And he was very interested, but he didn't pick up her interest. I said, you really should have ended it sort of saying something like, can I call you to get together? So she knew that that's what you want to do and that it was a positive experience and that you're interested. That goes both ways.
I'm looking at Chris. It seemed like you had an idea.
Hmm? I was just going to make a comment that I think most men are completely incapable of picking up those singles in the first place. Wouldn't you agree with that?
They're incapable of what?
Picking up those signals
in the first place.
Not if a woman, no.
I mean, unless she, gets a placard and gets a permanent marker out and says, I'm interested in you.
Something
please
on the forehead.
Call me and we will have a second date.
I'll tell
really.
You what the
really.
Signals are.
Go ahead.
Here are the signals. If she is interested, she touches your shoulder,
uh-huh.
She touches your hand, she smiles a lot, she giggles a lot, she
plays
does a little
hair.
Flirty stuff. You know
right.
what I mean? You can pick up on
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Those are just inherent human being type things. You can pick up on that.
No,
when
not
I'm
necessarily.
Attracted to a guy.
I was out with a female friend, and then this other lady was talking to us, and she was explaining to me, that girl was all over you. And I'm like, she's very interested. I'm like, what do you mean? I had zero mm-hmm. idea.
Well, you need to start paying attention.
So that's
Maybe
I mean,
that's why you're losing half your audience.
Well, that's why audience is something
women.
Different on this show.
No, I mean, you know, you're
I think
female,
we're building audience. Actually,
female,
the station's doing extraordinarily well. But yes, I get
possibilities
it. Yes.
For dating, that audience.
When I go out with somebody, if I have a good time, then I say, I had fun. Should we go out a second time?
Perfect.
And I just let them lie.
Well, I really try to tell people not to do that. You know, if they're not interested, you can just say, you know, I mean, everybody's grown. You know, everybody.
We're all adults.
Yeah, we're all you're
right.
both in the same boat,
at least by
basically.
Age.
You can just say, you know, you're a fabulous person. I had a great time. The chemistry just isn't there. And everybody knows the chemistry is an intangible thing. It's either there or it isn't.
Right.
So it's not really an insult. I've seen people click that I didn't think would get together in a million years.
Well, so you had you gave two reasons that women are surprised that they're running men off. One was the pets. What was the other? That they're not giving the signal.
Right, they're not giving the signal.
Was there a third you wanted to share?
Yeah, but I forgot what it was.
Well, how about men? What are we doing to run women off?
If you talk about ex-wives or other girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, especially ex-wives, if you badmouth ex-wives, that is a major turnoff to women. A lot of guys do it, too. You shouldn't even be talking about that stuff in a first meeting or a second meeting.
Sure.
If you show up looking like you just fell out of bed.
That's common sense to me, but...
Yeah. Well,
what's the falling out of bed?
You shouldn't show up like you just fell out of bed.
Hair to show
so
up
that, and, right, they haven't
and
made,
I that
made
to
an
women
effort.
Too. You have to look like you give a crap. Like you want, you know, you took some prep time because you care what she thinks. You know what I mean?
Sure. That goes
yeah,
both
you
ways.
You are who you are, but you have to put your best foot forward.
Exactly. I believe in that.
Okay.
So we're, I said in the intro that Denver, I think this was the first segment, Denver has a nickname. It's called Menver. So I presume it's easier for you to find men that are looking for women than women looking for men?
No. Everybody's looking for men. A lot of men, because they think it's a numbers game, use the internet.
See, this isn't my experience. So far, you've told me you're looking for intelligent,
here.
Funny guys. Maybe I'm not as funny as I think.
Yeah, you're okay. You're not hilarious.
Well, I haven't put on my charm hat.
Oh, okay. I'm not your audience, so I'm your female potential date audience. So
exactly.
You're not, you know.
So, yeah, women that like irony maybe would be more interested. But so actually, the dating services are you have more women on your service looking for.
A good man. I could use a few good men.
Okay. Any particular age range?
I used to do just 40 to 70, but I've recently opened up 25 to 40, and I'm signing 25 to 40 at a ridiculous filing fee of $75 until I get enough people in that age range. Once I get enough people in that age range, the fee is going to go up.
Okay.
It's a personalized fee from 40 to 70, based on your age, the age range you want to date, where you live in town. Because I do ask people how long they want to drive to date someone, round trip.
Sure.
Because that could get on your nerves.
Sure, absolutely. If somebody's too far, you know, like you said, it can turn into a part-time job.
Well, Michelle, you said you were looking for a few good men. Could you define that? What is it that your female clients are looking for? What is a good man?
In about a minute, because we're kind of low. We're
okay.
Almost done with the third segment.
Well-educated. Or at least intelligent, common sense, independent. They're not looking for sugar daddies, and they're not looking to be a sugar mama. They are highly educated and have six-figure salaries for the most part, and they're just looking for an equal, somebody who takes care of themselves. So you know, you don't marry somebody and end up being their nurse. They don't want to be somebody's nurse. So they're looking for healthy, fit people, and the two primary things women look for are height and hair. Women are obsessed with taller men and with a full head of hair, and they like them clean-shaven.
Chris would be a good prospect for you if he didn't live so far away.
Yeah.
He's tall and has his hair.
Wow.
So, well, it's actually, you know, I think it's good. You know, I had an ex that did really love money. So, frankly, I find it nice that your girls aren't looking for gold. You know, they're not gold diggers.
They're not, and they're making the same investment that you're making. It's not like a certain service in town, initials KKC, where she signs up the women for free, and she charges the men twice as much to make up for that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, twice as much, like $5,000 to $10,000, which is absolutely ridiculous. This is Denver. Get a grip.
All right, so we're out of time. Give us your phone number again real quick.
303-756-8106. Again, 303-756-8106.
All right. Folks, you've been listening to Investing You. I'm Eric Jamelli. Stick around. We have another segment to come.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income, and most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month? If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You, and we just had Michelle Fields from Bonjour Matchmaking Service on. You can always go and listen again on my website. I have the archives up on the audio tab.